Good morning, church. How are you doing this morning? Great. Oh, my Lord. We have a church member who came to our service in more than a year. Sue Beat. Hi. I thought about you, so, but you came. Thank you. And Charlie, your daughter came today? Yeah, good to see you. And also Deborah, good to see you. How have you been? You've been in our prayers every single Sundays. Good to see you. Oh, little Brennan. Good to see you. Hi. Always good to see you all. Welcome everyone to the fourth Sunday after Pentecost worship service. Let's worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Today is also Father's Day. I would like to bless all fathers on this day. Fathers, thank you for showing us what it looks like to be a godly dad. You are called, you are valued, you are loved. Today, whether you are a mom or dad or student, think about the father figures who have positively impacted your life. Let them know you appreciate them. It only takes a moment to show someone honor and thanks. Let's just give them one big applause. All fathers, we thank you. Thank you to all those who participated in the Cans and Kids for Conference Mission Project. And I also thank our outreach team who dropped off the collected items to Parkview Community Mission yesterday. Garland, our lay leader, and I, along with district at large delegates of the annual conference, participated in the annual conference held virtually the whole day Friday and ended Saturday noontime. We ask your constant prayers for the Global United Methodist Church to prepare the post-general conference scheduled for next year, as well as the Virginia Annual Conference. Please pray for Evelyn West, Karen Bell's mother, who was hospitalized again yesterday due to congestive heart failure after she was discharged a week ago. So Karen Bell and Rodney are with Evelyn now. Please pray for Evelyn and Karen's family. I'm going to take a vacation next week. I will go on a beach trip with my family. Please pray for that. And David Williams is going to fill in next Sunday. Is there any announcement in the body? Yes, Those who raised their hand, please come forward and wait for your turn and come up.
Good morning. As Pastor Michelle mentioned, thank you to everybody for contributing so many cans for conference. We picked them up yesterday and fortunately had brought the pickup truck. We ended up having 182 pounds worth of cans, plus there was another 13 or so pounds of hygiene kits there. We got to the parking lot over at Parks View. Garland was already out there with a massive cart. So between that cart he brought and one of our little carts over here, which I tried to convince the couple of acolytes to take a little ride in this morning, but they didn't take me up on it. We just had a great turnout, so thank you all very much.
Thank you, Bill.
I brought visual aids and realized they're already up here, but so we wanted to announce that we have some generous chickens that have blessed our food pantry with fresh local eggs. But the eggs don't come with the cartons, so we need cartons. And it can be any kind of carton, so bring your empty cartons next Sunday when you come to church and put them in the narthex so that we can continue to get the eggs from these overproducing chickens and donate it to the food pantry. And then we also have something that you can take. So bring the egg cartons and take these bags, because the bags that were created by Carol Humphreys and Marge Wilson for UMCOR school kits, the requirements have changed and they no longer use the bags, but we have the extras and they are really good for totes for trips to the store. Pick one up. And a big thank you to the ladies who made these throughout the years. We are really appreciated of their hard work.
Thank you. That's mine. I took one. It's going to be wonderful. Now, it is time for striking the hour as we welcome the light of Christ.